They take members of the press up every now and then. They usually take one radio guy, one TV guy, one newspaper guy. And they actually give you a ride. They have one of the planes that's a trainer, and it has a seat in the back. So you're in separate cockpits and everything. It's really neat because they tell you how to bail out if you have to, because you actually do the same maneuvers they do in the show, except a little slower so you don't heave your guts in your oxygen suit. I mean, they let you actually fly it upside down, and they let you do loop the loops because you have your own set of controls. And I was thinking, if I ever get a chance to do that again, they haven't called me yet, so I guess I won't get a chance to ride in there on Saturday. I have a plan if it ever happens again. You see, what they don't realize is that I cut my eye teeth on A4s over a knob. They think I'm just another yucca fuck boss jock. But actually, every morning when I get out of bed, before I run to the breakfast table, I yell, "Stand by for a fighter pilot!" And I come running down the stairs proudly, boldly. Well, if they ever invite me out again, as we're in the ready room and the pilot's saying, "Now, don't be alarmed at any of these maneuvers," what I'm going to do is invert the aircraft, and I'll be thinking, "You maggot. If only you knew." I will slip him a Mickey in his coffee. That'll take about 10 minutes to take effect. We'll go coasting down the runway, but before we've ever, you know, completely broken the ground, he will slump over in his straps. That's when I grab the stick and pull it and do a power takeoff. I'm actually in charge of the plane. The pilot is unconscious. That's when I decide to have a little fun. I break away from our assigned altitude of 10,000 feet and head for Haynes Point. I hear the radio crackle. Blue Angel 5, Blue Angel 5, you have deviated from your assigned altitude and level. Repeat, Blue Angel 5, but I don't answer. I head for Haynes Point and turn on my auto silencers on the A4 so I can hear what's going on.
That hunky must be messy. Got to be running coal upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big wrap up on you, man.
Let's have a little fun. Hey, boys, here I go! Cabin John. I am so tired of these maggots that live in Cabin John complaining about the noise. Maybe I'll just take it by about 30 feet off the deck at Mach 2. Hey, y'all, you want to hear some noise? How about a sonic boom to go with your breakfast? Here we are! Hey, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's the grease man! Let me see if my calculations are correct. Jane Fonda, who had a scheduled appearance on Morning Break, should be on the air shuttle right about now. There it is. There it is. Let me get right wingtip to wingtip with it. Yeah, the pilot's freaking out. Blue Angel aircraft to my port wing. Back off, back off. 1,000 feet up, 1,000 feet down. You're within 4 inches of my wingtip. Hey, speaking of wingtips, probably the only fighter pilot wearing them. Yeah, hey, right here, buddy, right here. Sit on this and rotate for a while, huh? Let me drop back just a little and check these windows. Yeah, there's the businessman from Sheboygan. Yeah, there's the housewife. There's the Japanese tourist clicking away madly. Hi, here's a nice smile for you. Too bad you'll never be able to develop the pictures. Ah, there's Miss Fonda. Hey, Jane! Jane! Take a look at this! I bet Tom Hayden ain't got one of these, huh? Ready, heat-seeking missile. Ready to fire. Heat-seeking missile. My God, I haven't had any chili dogs, and this thing may backfire on me. Sorry to make y'all go with Miss Fonda, but it's for the greater good of America! Bye-bye, you maggot! Yeah! All right, all right. Let me circle down with the wreckage, just to make sure.
Yeah, she's gone. All right, boys, let's take her home.
gliding into the sunset. My job done. As I approach the runway, I say, the sound of a man satisfied with his day's labors. Of course, by this time, the pilot's waking up. As we're approaching the runway, the pilot's waking up from the Mickey I slipped him. He grabs the stick at the last second as we coast in. He kicks on the intercom. He says, my God, what happened? I say, I'm sorry, Lieutenant, you blacked out. You took me on the ride of my life. I don't know what happened there. One minute you were fine talking to me. Next minute you were a crazy man. You went over to Haynes Point, shot up the IPs, blew out all the windows in Cabin John, and shot down the air shuttle, which carried, among other people, Jane Fonda. I can hear the sound of the man's Bombay Moors sucking upholstery as he thinks, my God, it must be something that happened to me in Nam, kicked in again. I'll say, I don't know what it is, buddy, but there's a reception committee for you. And sure enough, as we coast up to the hangar, they yank him out of the cockpit, and I say, geez, I don't know what happened. I was going along for the ride, and there was all this shooting and everything, and I was so scared. They say, that's okay. Thank God you're all right. And they lead me away to the safety of the officers' club. I listen to the squadron commander's office as they're disciplining the pilot. As I belly up to the bar and say, yes, Tanqueray Martini, please, bone dry with an olive. Yeah, thank you. Yes.
Rock and roll!
Crank it up on Washington's only rock and roll station, DC 101, WWDC-FM Washington, DC 101.